Good morning, this is Sophie and Imogen with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the SES has received 90 emergency calls in the last 24 hours as severe thunderstorms have slammed the southeast. Falls of 50 to 100 millimetres have been recorded throughout parts of the Gold Coast hinterlands on Wednesday, and there have been reports of golf ball-sized hail in the Western Downs region. Brisbane is facing approximately 7 to 25 millimetres throughout today. Rain should continue through this morning, but it is expected to ease up by this afternoon.
Six Queenslanders will be inducted into the Queensland Sport Hall of Fame this year. These individuals will be inducted on November 21st at the Queensland Sport Awards to recognise and celebrate their contributions and successes in sport. Inducted to the Hall of Fame will be Australian commentator and professional rugby league player Paul Fortin, alongside rugby union player Emily Cherry, former horse racer Jim Atkins, AFL player Sean Hart, athlete Darren Thrupp, and hockey player Mark Knowles. At the event, Pat Rafter, the former world number one tennis player and two-time Grand Slam champion, will also have his status elevated to Legend of Queensland Sport.
In national news, a new study by Way Ahead has found that 1 in 3 Australians are not receiving adequate treatment for mental health challenges. The rising cost of living emerged as the primary barrier to proper treatment, preventing many from accessing psychiatrists, psychologists, or counsellors. Ongoing stigma of mental health treatment also plays a significant role in this issue. The study found that nearly half of those affected are Gen Z and millennial Australians, while only 16% of baby boomers reported not receiving professional help.
The Coalition is warning that new car emission caps could raise the cost of SUVs and utes by up to $25,000, impacting families and tradespeople. As Prime Minister Anthony Albanese attends the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Laos, opposition members urge him to delay or phase in the new standards. Thai car exporters have also requested more time to adjust, but Labor argues the changes will promote fuel efficiency and lower costs in the long term.
In international news, North Korea have, as a security measure, closed off its border with South Korea. The nation's military have released statements explaining this move as a response to confrontational hysteria. South Korean and US officials both confirmed that North Korea explained their choice as war prevention, but the true intentions behind the move are still speculated by many.
For your weather today, Brisbane is very rainy, but showers will become less likely in the late afternoon. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au/news.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4zz.